Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Safe Money Masters with Greg Castle. Get ready for a full hour of financial information and economic news you can't afford to miss. Greg works hard each and every day to help hardworking Americans like you navigate challenges and reach the financial freedom they desire and deserve. So now let's start the show. Here's Greg Castle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Safe Money Masters. Our main goal here is to help you become masters of your money and teach you how to keep it safe. So we hope you're having a terrific Tuesday. Matt, how's your Tuesday going?
My Tuesday's going great, Greg. I hope yours is as well.
It is going as good as you could possibly expect and probably better than I deserve, as Dave Ramsey would say. My name is Greg Castle. I'll be your host along with my co-host and producer, Matt McClure. You know, Matt, I look forward to these Tuesdays and this show all the time. So I think we have another great show lined up for our listeners today. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what to expect?
Yeah, you know, I'm might be just a little bit biased here, but I think we got another great show lined up for everybody as well. There's plenty to get to here over the next hour of the show, Greg, where we've got, of course, our quote of the week to start things off, some words of wisdom as we get started on our conversations today. The market update, a little bit on jobs report, some inflation talk, interest rate hikes on the horizon as well. We'll kind of go through all of that. Speaking of inflation, an inflation demonstration is on tap as well, and why many people, even though inflation, the rate of inflation growth has come down somewhat over the past several months, we're still struggling out there. A lot of us are, and so we'll tell you why. 11 things that every retirement plan needs to be successful. We'll ask you that question, are you ready for retirement? And run through those 11 things that you need to know. The Great Annuity Gold Rush. Plenty of knowledge to share with retirees and pre-retirees, and the numbers that are breaking records among those who have annuities. Are you taking too much risk with your retirement savings? You know, was one of Newton's laws of motion is gravity, basically. What goes up must come down, right? So that same is true for investments. And then we've got, if we get to it by the end of the show, we'll have some questions from our listeners in our Ask Greg segment and then do a little This Week in History. Boy, I told you, Greg, we've got a lot to get to here. And I wanted to share as well with our listeners that, if you are out there and you've been listening to the show because you're interested in improving your financial situation and the ability to retire someday, you know, let Castle Financial Solutions help you with some one-on-one attention. All you have to do is give them a call, 813-722-0020. You can visit the website of the show. It's safemoneymasters.com. Greg and all the folks there will be happy to meet with you personally, provide customized guidance and solutions based on your specific financial needs. And Greg, that's really what it's all about. That's where the rubber meets the road. It's all solution. It's based on everybody's specific needs.
Yeah, it really is. So, Matt, thank you for that plug. So with that plug, I think it's time to get things started with our quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
So this week's quote comes from our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, who once said, "The best way to predict your future is to create it." So what do you think, Matt?
Yeah, I think very profound words. It's basically like, you know, control the things that you can control. Take control of as many things in your life as possible and create that future that you want to have. And then that way you can sit back and you can say, okay, I've got this plan in place that I know what my future is going to look like. And that's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, it really is. As a matter of fact, you know, I run into actually more people that I work with than not. And when they first contact me, they have no plan for retirement. You know, they're approaching retirement. It's getting really close. They think they're doing okay. They really don't know. Some people have never planned at all. They just did what the water cooler folks told them to do whenever that they were, you know, standing around talking to their buddies and stuff at work. And they just hope that it worked out for them. So the best way if you're still approaching retirement, to predict your future and know that you have predictable income and know that you have predictable outcomes, is to create that future. By creating that future, basically, you need to create a plan. So with that said, Matt, before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show, I'd like to take just a minute to once again, you know, remind our listeners what this show is all about. You know, the whole premise of our show is to bring you topics and tools and information that'll help you protect and grow your wealth and retirement income. So we hope that you'll keep tuning in. And as always, you can catch us every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. on Money Talk 1010 and on your local FM stations, 92.1 and 103.1. So if you happen to miss an episode, we invite you to catch the replay at safemoneymasters.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And you can also check out our YouTube channel and subscribe to make sure you get a chance to see weekly video highlights and special content. And if you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to email me personally at greg@safemoneymasters.com or just give me a call at 813-430-7100. And myself and my staff would be more than happy to work with you.
Yeah, absolutely will, and provide you with that free consultation, hopefully get you started down the road to a more successful retirement than you might have ever dreamed of. So that is what could be awaiting you.
And that's our goal. That is our goal.
That's the number one goal. That's where it all happens, and that is the bread and butter, as they say. Well, a little bit of a market update now, Greg, as we continue on here and do get into kind of the meat of the show. With job growth, you know, we recently got some new job numbers, job growth remaining steady. We've also got some more, and it looks more and more likely, even though inflation's been coming down, some more interest rate hikes from the Fed likely on the horizon here.
You know, according to a recent article I read in USA Today, in June, U.S. employers added 209,000 jobs despite inflation, high interest rates, and nagging recession fears. The unemployment rate actually fell from 3.7 to 3.6. And the Labor Department made that comment last week. And actually, I think I read an article since then where the inflation actually fell down to 3%, and we'll cover that in a minute. But, job growth has actually slowed from blockbuster gains of 472,000 just this past January. And now economist Andrew Hunter of Capital Economics stated that, quote unquote, it is unlikely to stop the Fed from hiking rates again later this month, particularly when the downward trend in wage growth appears to be stalling. And again, we've gone from creating 472,000 jobs in January, and here we are 7 months later, and they're only created 209. So it's a big drop off.
Yeah, it's a drop off. Still on the positive side here, which is good. At least we're not hemorrhaging jobs, as has been the case in some time periods in our past here.
Want to know where your hard-earned money is going? It's time for an inflation demonstration.
We mentioned it just a moment ago. Inflation and interest rates go hand in hand these days. And, inflation did cool off in June for the 12th straight month. I mean, what a difference a year makes, right? The U.S. annual inflation, as you said, Greg, slowed to 3%.
Yeah, I just looked that up online as we were talking. What a difference a year makes. U.S. inflation has slowed down to 3% last month, according to the latest Consumer Price Index released last Wednesday by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's a sharp cool down from June of last year, when surging energy costs helped inflation spike to 9.1%. That's the highest rate since November of 1981. It's more than 40 years ago. Matter of fact, in 1981, it's when Olivia Newton-John's song Physical sweated its way to the top of the charts. So, as you mentioned, inflation as measured by the CPI, or Consumer Price Index, has now eased for 12 consecutive months, and it's at its lowest rate since March of 2021.
Wow. And you look at that, kind of on the surface here, Greg, and you say that sounds like all great news. And it really, really does, that inflation number coming down and down and down. But the bottom line, though, is what does it mean for U.S. consumers?
Now, Matt, it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, while gas prices ticked up from May of this year, you know, they're down nearly 27% from a year ago. So that's good news. You know, food prices and grocery store prices are up 5.7% and 4.7% respectively for the 12 months ending in June. You know, however, eating out remains costlier. You know, food away from home is up 7.7% year over year, according to the report. And unfortunately, around 25 million Americans are behind on their credit card, auto loan, or personal loan payments. And that's according to Moody's Equifax data analysis. Also, delinquency rate for bank credit cards was 3.27% in May, nearly 2 points higher than it was in 2021. But the good news is, you know, many people still have jobs and wage growth has been solid, but, you know, it's not enough to feel good about shelling out more money for basic needs. So inflation is still higher than we would like for it to be.
Yeah, the Fed's target, of course, is that 2% mark. And I mean, you know, speaking of the Fed, we can't talk about inflation without talking about interest rates, because as I say, those two go hand in hand here. And the Fed passed on raising interest rates at their last meeting, not all that long ago, a few weeks back. So what are the expectations now as we take a look into the future, Greg?
As you just mentioned, you know, the Fed has a 2% target for inflation, and that's measured by the annual change in the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, which is a separate and more comprehensive gauge of price shifts than the Consumer Price Index. So the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index is actually the PCE index. It measured 3.8% for the 12 months ended in May, and core PCE in June, excluding food and energy, was at 4.6%. So that 4%, that 4.6% core rate is still much too high, and the Fed has more work to do in order to get inflation down. So, you know, many economists argue that the last mile of inflation reduction is going to be the hardest. However, there are some folks that, you know, would disagree with that. While a rate hike is practically set in stone by the Fed at their upcoming meetings, there are some people who believe, and some economists who believe, that this report, plus other economic data, should instead force the Fed to keep its finger on the pause button rather than raise rates.
You know, if you're always trying to play a guessing game with the Fed and what they're going to do and try to read the tea leaves and everything, that's a full-time job in and of itself right there. So we shall see what happens. And here's the thing. I mean, you know, people want now to know that they have a plan in place that's going to weather whatever financial storm might come, right? So, you know, if you're listening out there and you maybe want to develop a plan that is inflation adjusted, a safe money retirement roadmap for yourself and your family, contact the pros at Castle Financial Solutions. All you have to do is give them a call. The number is 813-430-7100. That's 813-430-7100. Or you can send an email to greg@safemoneymasters.com.
Also, you know, if you like what you hear on this show, Castle Financial Solutions is going to be hosting a Safe Money Strategy Seminar on Thursday, July 20th. And we're going to repeat it again on Tuesday, July 25th to give you some options of dates. It's going to be at Carrollwood Country Club for both nights. It's going to start around 6:30. We would love to see you there. If you would like to register, feel free to give me a call. Again, 813-430-7100, or shoot me an email at greg@safemoneymasters.com, and I'll send you the number to make sure you're registered, or I'll just register you personally. So we'd love to see you there, and hopefully you'll be able to make it one of those two nights.
Yeah, sounds like a good time to be had and a lot to be learned there. So reach out, folks, if that sounds like something that you would be interested in. And, you know, Greg, we know that just based on feedback that we've gotten here from our listeners, we know that a lot of our listeners are either in or approaching what we refer to as the retirement red zone, right? So that's kind of like the, mm-hmm. the 5 years immediately before retirement and about 5 years into retirement, right? So if mm-hmm. you're listening and you know, if you or maybe somebody that you know happen to be one of those people in that retirement red zone, you got to ask yourself, are you actually ready for retirement? So, Greg, we've got 11 things that every retirement plan needs to be successful here. Let's talk about number one, first of all, and that is clear goals.
Mm-hmm. You know, a successful retirement plan has got to have clearly defined goals that encompass your desired lifestyle and financial needs during retirement. I mean, this includes aspects such as travel, healthcare expenses, hobbies, and maintaining a comfortable standard of living. Basically, you want to make sure that your goals allow you to cover the income gap, which means basically you have income coming in, you have expenses going out. And if there's a gap between there, you need to make up that gap some way. And the best way to do that is have clear goals of how to overcome that particular challenge.
Yeah. Don't have a champagne and caviar goal and, you know, beer and pizza budget. Yeah, it's kind of like
By the way, man, later on we get to this week in history. Today is actual National Caviar Day.
Hey, look at that. See, I didn't even know. The word caviar very rarely comes from my mouth. So the fact that we're not even looking forward to our This Week in History, there we go.
I must have a poor man's palate because I've never really seen the attraction to caviar. It really tastes like fish eggs, which is what it is. So
right.
It's really, really weird. Yeah.
I don't think I have ever had them by themselves, you know, ever had caviar by itself enough to actually taste it. Like, I think I've had it sort of, you know, as almost a garnish on top of something before, but yeah, not appetizing for me either. But hey, you know, that's why it's exclusive. That's why it's for the rich. Well, number two then on the list of 11 things that every retirement plan needs to be successful, Greg, this is a really important one: adequate savings.
Yeah, you're so right. Sufficient savings is crucial for a successful retirement plan. It involves disciplined contributions toward retirement accounts to ensure that, you know, you accumulate the necessary funds to meet your goals and the lifestyle you want to have. You need to regularly review your savings to ensure that you're on track. And most people really don't do that. They just start out with an amount, and as their paycheck grows, they add a little more to the 401k or 403b. I deal with so many people that have no outside accounts other than the 401k or 403b or TSP, which is fine. But you just want to make sure that you don't leave yourself short. And the only way to make sure that is to ensure that you have adequate savings to see you through your entire life. And people are living longer. So, you know, you got to be prepared for 20 to 30 years of basically unemployment. I mean, that's really what retirement is unemployment. And every day's a Saturday. You get a chance to enjoy yourself on Saturdays, but you won't enjoy it nearly as much unless you saved enough and have enough enough income and savings to see you through those 20 or 30 years of quote unquote unemployment in retirement.
Yeah. And it'll give you a ton of peace of mind too, if you know that you've planned for that and you don't just sort of arrive at retirement and say, well, you know, I contributed to my 401k or my 403b or whatever throughout my employment years, I should be great. Well, you know, have you made a plan? Have you actually looked at it? As you said, have you changed your contributions? Have you gotten that employer match if they offer that? Like, there's a lot that goes into it. And I think that's why, you know, people really need that sort of helping hand along this journey.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's a lot of folks who, you know, and appropriately so, put money into their, you know, 401k, 403b, 457, TSP, whatever. And they hope that when they get ready to retire, there's going to be enough in there to survive retirement. But, you know, without a plan, basically, you know, you are living on hopium. You can't live on hopium. You can't retire on hopium. You have to have a plan to make sure you're going to get where you want to get, taking into account downward cycles in the markets, downward cycles in the economy and those type of things. And, you know, hopium is not the way to retire.
That's right. Hopium. I love that. And you know, I was going to say, this is not nearly as catchy, but hope is not a plan. You know, that's not a plan. Well, sure. Number three, as we continue going through this list of 11 things that every retirement plan needs to be successful, is diversified investments.
Diversifying investments across various asset classes, such as, you know, stocks, bonds, real estate, annuities, helps reduce risk and increase potential growth. You know, well-diversified portfolio can help protect your retirement funds from individual investment volatility, because the markets are going to go up, markets are going to go down. And real estate, as we found out in 2007, 2008, may not be the darling of retirement that you thought it was going to be at one point. Right now, the market's going well for real estate in your home, but you know, you never can tell when another 2008 is going to come up and bite us in the butt. Diversification is really one of the keys.
It really is, you know, to have that buffer against whatever happens in the market, and you know, really get some safety in there. And of course, we here at Safe Money Masters, that's what we talk about all the time: get some safety, get some guarantees in that plan. Well, also, we talk a lot about taxes, and number four on the list of 11 things every retirement plan needs to be successful is about just that: it's tax efficiency.
You know, you've got to learn to optimize your retirement plan by considering the tax implications. You know, you got to utilize tax advantage accounts such as, you know, 401ks, IRAs, and Roth IRAs to minimize tax burdens and maximize growth. If your organization actually allows has a plan like their 401k, 403b, or whatever that actually is a Roth plan. I know TSPs now have a Roth TSP. And the good part about those plans is that they really don't limit the amount of contribution you can make to the Roth in that plan. So instead of being limited to, you know, $6,500 or so for the annual installment, you can put the entire, you know, 4%, 5%, 6%, whatever you want to at your TSP, especially into a Roth, and avoid taxation down the road somewhere. It grows like a Roth would grow. And there's really only a couple of ways to get tax efficiency outside of 401k, TSP, you know, 401k or TSP Roth, I should say, is basically a Roth plan, Roth IRA plan, or life insurance products, IULs, whole life, and even some annuities in some cases. So just want to make sure that, you know, you take a look at taxes down the road, because we're in the lowest tax rate we've been in over 100 years right now. And we know that at the end of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act of 2017, that we're going to go from the highest marginal tax rate, which is going to go from 36% up to 39% where it was back in 2017. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to be limited to 39%. With the way that we're spending money lately, shoring up the economy over the last couple of years, trillions of dollars have been spent. At some point, you know, every economist is going to tell you the only way to overcome some of the issues we're facing economically as a nation is to increase taxes. So you may retire and be expecting to have lower tax rate when you retire. In some cases, that may not be as low as you were hoping for.
And that's, you know, when you look at even a household budget, or, you know, if you're a small business owner, for example, if you look at your budget for your business and you find yourself in a situation where you are, you know, in the red, well, there are a couple of ways that you can take care of that. One is to lower your expenses, right? So cut, you know, expenses out of your budget. The other, well, where's the revenue stream come from for the federal government? That is from you and me and business taxes and all of those things. It's from our pockets, all of us. Yeah. And so that's
so true. So true.
Yeah. It really is going to hit home here. Well, continuing on now, number five on our list of 11 things every retirement plan needs to be successful is regular monitoring. This is not a set it and forget it kind of situation, Greg.
No, it's not. You know, you have to monitor your retirement plan regularly to track progress toward your goals. And that's where a financial advisor comes in, because they'll call you for an annual checkup. Sometimes your plan is on track. Sometimes your plan needs to have some tweaks in order to make sure you're still going to get where you want to go. Adjustments may be necessary as market conditions or, you know, personal circumstances change. So just be prepared for that. And just make sure you're not just, you know, sticking your retirement plan in a closet somewhere and hoping that it's going to work out for you without any changes at all. Always take a look at monitoring your plan.
Yeah, absolutely true. I mean, if you look back, say, just as an example, 30 years ago, you know, things were a lot different back then. And so a lot of conditions have changed in the market. You know, there are a lot of different types of investments out there. There are a lot of different types of annuities out there, for example. So there are different things that you can be doing now that didn't even exist 30 years ago. So if you've got one that you need to kind of dust off your retirement plan and take a look at it and make sure everything is still good to go, it's a good time to do it. Pretty much any time. The sooner the better, really.
Yeah, so true.
Well, contingency planning is number six on this list, Greg.
A successful retirement plan incorporates contingency strategies. They have to address unexpected events such as healthcare emergencies, job loss, you know, market downturns, and having an emergency fund to be able to overcome some of these things is really important. So make sure you've got the emergency fund, you got proper insurance coverage. Those two things alone and should help you ensure financial stability during unforeseen circumstances. But always plan for contingencies. The world is not perfect, and I found out a long time ago that regardless of how good your plan has to be, that there are going to be things that sometimes just come up and, you know, bite your butt as you're jogging along the path. So especially here in Florida with all the gators. So hopefully they don't bite you in the butt, but still. Make sure that you have plans in place for contingencies that may happen for you.
Yeah, it's almost like expect the unexpected because it can happen and you got to plan for it. Well, number seven on our list of 11 things every retirement plan needs to be successful, you got to do this. You got to have long-term care considerations.
This is one of the biggies, you know, for most of the clients I work with. Most people do not have anything that's going to provide them any type of long-term care coverage. Now, long-term care plan, you don't necessarily have to have a long-term care policy. It's great if you do, but you need to have a long-term care plan. In other words, if something were to happen that, you know, you got laid up somewhere for a period of time and you couldn't, you know, do all the functioning you need to do on your own, you couldn't bathe yourself, or, you know, you broke both your arms, you couldn't feed yourself, and you live alone, if you're a widower, or you're just divorced and single, or single by itself, you know, who's going to come in and take care of you? Who's going to give you that bath? Who's going to feed you if both of your arms are broken in a cast, you know, up your shoulder level? Again, need to have a plan for that. And make sure the person, if you've got another person involved in it, that person knows they're part of the plan. It'd be kind of important to have. And again, you know, one of the things that can help you out, if you don't have long-term care, a long-term care policy or plan in place, there are some things like annuities that most annuities have an option. Some actually are included, some are additional expense that provide an element of long-term care in the form of a wellness rider or a well-being rider, where if you lose two functions of daily living for a period of 90 days, those are the simple things like eating, bathing, dressing, toileting, transferring, or continence. If you lose them for 90 days and a doctor signs off on it, then that long-term care provision or the well-being rider, you know, will kick in and double whatever income you're supposed to be getting at that particular time for a period usually of up to 5 years, at which point it reverts back to the income level you would have had at the beginning of those 5 years. So, again, you don't necessarily have to have a long-term care policy, but you do need a long-term care plan.
That's right. You got to plan for it. You got to have that be one of your considerations, and a big one, because it can be a big financial burden for you, for your spouse, for your family in your retirement years. Number eight is Social Security optimization. And I kind of, you know, hear the scratching of heads going on at the moment as I say that phrase, Social Security optimization. He's like, what do you mean? I can optimize Social Security? I thought it was just like, you know, there's sort of this set benefit amount and I'm kind of stuck with it. No, you know, you can optimize it for you. Of course, it, as we always say, depends on your situation, but you can optimize Social Security.
Most people that I talk to, they just had an idea of when they wanted to start Social Security. A lot of folks say, okay, I'm going to retire at 62. So when I retire, I'm going to turn on Social Security. A lot of folks, you know, have a different age in mind, you know, 65, 66, 67, or even later. But I just took as part of being a financial professional, you have to maintain continuing education courses. And so this past weekend, I took one on Social Security. It's a 5-hour course. You don't know what you don't know, trust me, because even though I've always been a strategist, and when it comes to Social Security particularly, there's so many strategies that you can utilize depending on your particular situation. There isn't a one strategy that's going to work for everyone, but there are a lot of things that you just don't know. And I mean, I there were a couple of things I learned on that course as well. So I'll be able to incorporate those now into the planning. But you need to determine the best time to start claiming your benefits. You need to consider factors like life expectancy, individual circumstances, and spousal benefits. The breadwinner. There are just so many things. I won't go into it now because I can spend literally a full day just talking about Social Security optimization. It seems so simple, and yet it's so complex. And so if you're looking for Social Security optimization and making sure you're on the right path for that, or your plan incorporates that, you know, make sure to, you know, give me a call, you know, again, 813-430-7100. Or again, you can just email me with your question at greg@safemoneymasters.com. I'll be happy to answer it for you. But you just don't leave Social Security to chance, and don't just automatically say, I'm going to start it here. You could lose out on literally hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of your lifetime. And just make sure you got a plan for Social Security optimization.
Right. And you know, if you can afford to, you know, miss out on hundreds of thousands of dollars, then, you know, fine. But if $100,000 or more, or several hundred thousand dollars sounds like something that you would like to have in your pocket during retirement, then if I were you, I'd call Greg Castle. That's just me.
Yeah. You know, most people think that their home, the equity in their home, is the greatest benefit they have. The reality is that, you know, Social Security in most cases is the most optimal benefit you got for retirement, because in its current state, and again, it may change, you know, 2033 or 2034, depending on what our elected officials decide to do or not to do in some cases. But right now, literally, if you do it right, you stand to claim over your lifetime literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in most cases. So make sure you do it right. Optimization is important.
Yeah, definitely do that. And it all comes down to, of course, making a plan and having help coming up with that plan as well. Well, the 11 things every retirement plan needs to be successful continues now with number 9, and that is estate planning.
Yeah, estate planning is essential for, you know, organizing and distributing assets according to your wishes and minimizing taxes. You know, a comprehensive plan may include things like wills, trust, power of attorney, health care directives, and those things. And actually, I'm working right now to schedule a estate planning attorney to come on our show and be able to talk about things like trust and powers of attorney and the things that are important for us for an estate plan, and to be able to ask simple questions, because most people think that, you know, trusts, for example, are very complicated. There's got to be wealthy before you have one or need one. That's not necessarily true. So we want the estate planning professional to come on and be able to clarify some things for our listeners. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be great to answer those questions and you know, really bring it home for people who are not in the, you know, top 0.1% of, you know, wage earners or the wealthiest of the wealthy kind of thing. You can actually benefit from that knowledge as well, being kind of like me, just your average Joe out there, or your average Matt, I guess. Well, number 10 on our list, inflation protection. And yeah, that's the big one that everybody's been thinking about here lately.
Especially last year. I mean, when the inflation was at 9.1%, it got pretty bad. So you need to be able to account for inflation's impact on your retirement savings and expenses. Incorporate investments or strategies that can help protect against inflation or eroding your purchasing power over time. You know, last year, you know, new cars were hard to find because some of the parts, chips in particular, were hard to get. So used car prices went up astronomically. They're coming down a little bit lately, but you got to plan for those things, especially if you need to change your ride some way. And, you know, inflation is always going to be here, sometimes higher than others, sometimes lower than other years. But, you know, again, up until last year, we were in relatively low inflation at around below 3%. And we're getting closer back there now, but we're not quite where the target is at 2% yet.
We'll get there. And it's going to be, you know, just how long will it take and how much pain will we have to endure along the journey? But we'll get there. Number 11 on our list, Greg, of 11 things that every retirement plan needs to be successful. This one happens to be my favorite, and that is professional guidance. My theory on this, don't try to go it alone, because as you've seen with our other 10 points, folks, this can be a lot to take into consideration, and you don't want to leave those stones unturned.
Always seek professional guidance from a financial advisor or retirement planner. You know, they can provide expertise, analysis, recommendations to ensure your retirement plan aligns with your goals and your risk tolerance and changing circumstances. An example I would give you is, you know, I enjoy playing golf. You know, 5 back surgeries is, you know, slowed me down a little bit, but, you know, I still can hang in there and still like playing golf. Now, I didn't touch a golf club or a golf ball except for putt-putt until I was 40 years old. So I got started late in life. And so I got started, you know, playing with friends and I was basically I'd practice all the time, but I was practicing some really bad habits because I never sought to take a lesson, didn't want to spend the money on a lesson. And all the things I was doing was holding me back from actually, you know, playing decent golf. When I actually took the plunge, and it wasn't that expensive, when I actually took the plunge and got with a golf professional in this case and took a couple of lessons from him, he was able to analyze my swing through some video work that he was doing and able to analyze some other aspects of my game, grip, swing, those type things. And by making very simple changes, I went from scoring somewhere in the mid to high 80s to scoring somewhere between the, you know, high 70s to low 80s. It doesn't sound like a lot, but in golf, you know, you lose a 6-7 strokes can win you some money. So it's not from the professional tour, obviously, but certainly among your buddies. So just like, you know, a golf professional can tweak with simple tweaks to put you on the right track to playing better golf, a financial professional can certainly put you on the right track to having a better financial plan and having a better opportunity to succeed in retirement.
And having a financial plan, period, you know, to begin with here. And, you know, folks, if you are someone who wants to develop an inflation-adjusted safe money retirement roadmap, just give Greg a call at Castle Financial Solutions. That's 813-430-7100. You can send him an email as well. That is greg@safemoneymasters.com.
And don't forget that if you like what you hear on this show, you know, we, Castle Solutions Financial Group, is basically hosting a Safe Money Strategy Seminar. We're going to do it on 2 different nights, Thursday, July 20th and Tuesday, July 25th. It's only a week or so away. We're going to do it at Carrollwood Country Club. It's going to be at 6:30 both nights. We will feed you. Don't expect filet mignon because I don't think they have it on the menu. However, we hope you come for the information as opposed to, you know, coming to have food. We just want to make sure that, you know, you get fed in the process. But we look forward to seeing you there. Hopefully you can make it.
Sounds like a great, great thing to take part in. And of course, folks, once again, for more information, reach out to greg@safemoneymasters.com or 813-430-7100. Well, it has been not exactly the same kind of gold rush we saw back in, you know, the Wild Wild West times, where everybody was heading toward California and all of that. But there is another kind of gold rush going on right now in the country, Greg, and that is the annuity gold rush. Talk to us about these numbers. This comes from LIMRA, the Life Insurance Marketing and Research Association, and some very, you know, big numbers here for annuity sales. A lot of people seeking those investments.
You're so right. The you know, annuities never been more popular in spite of some of the commercials you hear and some of the information you hear. The annuities today are not the same as your annuities from years ago. They've changed so much. They include many more bells and whistles. They have improved interest rates, have improved options and strategies. As pre-retirees and retirees seek more guaranteed income solutions for the futures, they've again broken records by purchasing more annuities than ever before. I know that my business is certainly up in that particular area. You know, following record high sales in 2022, total first quarter annuity sales were $92.9 billion, which is a 47% increase from the prior year. This represents the highest quarterly sales ever recorded, according to preliminary results from, you know, LIMRA's individual sales survey. Now, some of the key takeaways from this survey about annuities. Number one, you know, market conditions continue to drive investor demand for annuities. You know, last year, the markets were down. I mean, every major index was down last year. So if you had money invested in the markets or in equities, there is a probability, strong probability, that you lost money last year. You know, every major fixed annuity product line experienced at least double-digit year-over-year growth. Number two, you know, fixed indexed annuity or FIA sales also had record-breaking quarter. FIA sales were up, you know, 42% from the first quarter 22 results. So, again, part of that gold rush going on. And number three, economic conditions remain favorable for annuities, and this is forecast to continue throughout the year. You know, LIMRA is predicting that FIA sales, or, you know, fixed index annuity sales, are going to continue to grow as investors continue to seek solutions with better balance of protection and growth. And there's really not much better way to do that than with a fixed index annuity.
Yeah. You know, if someone is, like a lot of people, I feel like they might have most of their investments for retirement or you know, just personal investments, period, inside the market in great numbers, right? So like, you know, say 80% of my investments are all at risk in the market. That's something that would be a scenario where, depending on your age and your risk tolerance, you're probably taking too much risk with your retirement savings there. I mean, a lot of people might be doing that, might have that, you know, to be taking too high of an amount of risk and kind of not even know it.
Yeah, retirees, you know, have been facing some difficult decisions lately due to inflation and soaring interest rates that, you know, been putting a strain on their wallets and their retirement plans. You know, some are actually unretiring. You know, some are deciding to push back their retirement to later in life. Some are not even sure will they be able to retire at all. So with all that said, there's still common thread of among American retirees. That is, they can't seem to let go of their stock market habits. A recent Gallup survey that I saw not long ago found that among older Americans age 65 and older, almost two-thirds, 63%, own stocks, which is up from 53%. That's basically a 10% gain for Americans in that same age group prior to the Great Recession. That happened in 2001 to 2007. But it's important to remember that as long as you're near and into retirement, you've got less time to make up any big losses, which means that balancing safety and risk is an important point to consider with your financial advisor. Hopefully it's us, but if not us, then make sure you have a financial advisor or professional. You know, when markets are good, people are quick to forget these two recent events. You know, first of all, there was the lost decade. I show this time and time again when I'm, you know, working with clients. And that is, there's a 10-year period from the end of December, 12/31/99, through the end of 2009, 12/31/2009, when the S&P 500 generated an annualized return of, remember what that was, Matt? Was it a positive number or a negative number?
That was a negative number. I remember that well, unfortunately. It, almost 1%. It was like 0.9%, something like that.
Exactly right. It was 0.9% loss for that year. A 10-year period, basically a 10-year period, your money grew from whatever it was to almost 1% less for a 10-year period. So the lost decade, 99 through 2009. And the second point to remember, too, is that the 2008 financial crisis was basically the housing bubble. Most people remember the housing bubble. They're glad that we're finally over it, and prices have not only recovered but exceeded where it was before. You know, from its pre-crisis peak in October of 2007 to its lowest point in March of 2009, the S&P 500 lost approximately 56% of its value. So if you had $100,000, your $100,000 could have been as low as $44,000 left. That is a big drop over that period of time. Now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped by 54% between October of 2007 and March of 2009. Unfortunately, there were 8.7 million jobs lost in the United States between 2008 and 2010, and over 3.1 million homes were foreclosed in 2008 alone. I used to be a real estate investor, and I used to buy some of those foreclosures, and there was a lot to choose from. A total of 10 million homes were foreclosed between 2007 and 2010. And, you know, the U.S. government intervened with bailouts and financial assistance to stabilize the financial system. But, you know, the Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP, authorized $700 billion to rescue banks and other institutions. So, you know, again, the financial crisis, undue risk, whatever, in the markets. If you're fully invested in the markets and you're approaching retirement, I can tell you from experience, because in my life, I've been both an air traffic controller and a stockbroker. And what I learned from both of those particular occupations was that what goes up will come down. Hopefully the landing is soft, but you got to be prepared for the crash.
There's a reason when you get on a plane, they do the safety briefing at the beginning. You want to be prepared just in case.
I mean, the one we all sleep through.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I try to pay attention anyway. I take my headphones off for a minute and that kind of thing. But, you know, there's a reason they do that, and that's because you got to be prepared. Same thing with, you know, your investments in retirement.
That's a really good analogy, because just like a lot of folks, you know, bury their head and they're doing other things and listening to stuff, they really don't listen to the safety briefing, which is preparing you for the what-if scenarios that might happen during your flight. So many retirees also put their head in the sand and don't want to listen to a financial advisor or take financial advice. And that is a big, big mistake. Not just because I am one, but because, you know, you got to have a roadmap. You got to know where you're going to be going. And you got to take those just in case or those what if scenarios into consideration when you're building your plan. And if you don't have one like that, if you're living on hopium, like we talked about earlier, and you just hope things are going to work out for you, you know, you're going down the wrong path. And you don't need a lot of money to work with us. You know, matter of fact, we'll work with anybody that feels like they need help. So, you know, we just want to make sure that if you're tired of worrying about your future and you're ready to learn how to create a safe money retirement roadmap, just simply pick up the phone and give us a call at 813-430-7100 or email me personally at greg@safemoneymasters.com. You know, we love to help pre-retirees and current retirees with these situations all the time and help you prepare for those what-if situations.
Well, it is that time of the show that we like to do each and every time we get together here, Greg, and that is to answer some questions from our listeners. We try to do that every time anyway. And we have one today from Alma in Tampa. It seems as though your show has a strong bias towards annuities. Why have I heard some bad things about them? Talk about that, Greg.
Well, first of all, Alma, I love your name. That was my mother's name. We'll try and answer your question best we can. You know, first of all, yes, I have a bias. As a matter of fact, every financial advisor has a bias. Some are biased. We go to a stockbroker, which I was 1 year ago. Stockbrokers have a bias toward equities. They have a bias toward, you know, putting your money in stocks. Or you may have some brokers that specialize in bonds or ETFs, but they all have a specialty, just like going to a doctor. You know, if you go, I've had some back issues, had 5 surgeries. If I go to my general practitioner before this all happened, he or she is most likely to recommend, you know, medication, rest, you know, relaxation, those type things, non-invasive, you know, situations. If you go to a chiropractor, they're going to recommend manipulation because that's what they do. And if you go to an orthopedic or a neurosurgeon for your issues, they're obviously going to recommend surgery because they don't make money if they don't do anything else, number one. Number two is that's how they know to solve the problem. So as a financial advisor, my bias is, just like the show, my bias is towards safe money products. And you won't find anything safer than an annuity. Annuities are geared to make sure that there's safety and income in retirement. So, you know, fixed index annuities particularly offer several key advantages that make them attractive to individuals seeking stable retirement income with the potential for growth. As a matter of fact, you get safety with market-like gains. You know, here are some of the main advantages fixed index annuities provide for you. Number one, you got principal protection. In other words, in most cases, you can't lose a penny of your principal or credited interest. Of course, some annuities have very, very low fees. There are also a lot of annuities that have no fees at all. So principal protection is one of the key advantages. Growth potential, again, I've already mentioned, is that you have the opportunity to provide not only safety, but market-like gains with that annuity. You've got tax-deferred growth. Now, granted, if you roll something over from a qualified plan to this, you know, it's still going to be tax-deferred. You're going to be taxed on both, but plan can be either qualified or non-qualified. But, you know, one key advantage is that you don't pay taxes on the annuity until you start pulling money out to live on, in which case you pay tax at whatever rate it's going to be, but it's deferred until you actually start withdrawing income. Most annuities have a lifetime income option. Some are included. Some you pay a small fee for. You got diversification because annuities should be part of every plan. It shouldn't be the total part of a plan. You should have other diversification to go along with it. And of course, you got flexibility. You know, some fixed index annuities offer flexibility in terms of how you receive your income, monthly, quarterly, annually. But, you know, you may have choice between receiving regular fixed payments or opting for a lump sum withdrawal or partial withdrawal. So if you got a question about that, feel free to give us a call. If you have a question you want to ask on the air, by all means, send it to us at greg@safemoneymasters.com. So, Matt, I think it's probably time for our last segment of this show.
It's This Week in History.
That's right. This Week in History is our last segment of the show. And, you know, as the show is almost history here, it seems pretty appropriate. So July 17th, let's talk about what happened, Greg, this day in 1955.
Yeah, here in Florida, you know, we're familiar with this. First of all, this date, 1955, Disneyland's grand opening took place in Anaheim, California. It's a $17 million park spread across 160 acres at the time. Had a rough opening day that included a shortage in food and drink because so many people showed up. They had very few rides and stuff, but, you know, it's gone a long way. So also on this date in 1967, a group that I'm a big fan of, the Beatles, had a new hit single. It was their 14th one. Said, "All You Need Is Love." It was actually written by John Lennon, it was the 14th Beatles hit to hit number one on the U.S. charts. And also today, on July 18th, you have a couple of birthdays to mention. First of all, you got Richard Branson, Sir Richard Branson, actually, 72 years old today. Vin Diesel, the actor, 55 years old. Nelson Mandela would have been 105 years old today. And then today is some special days. We've mentioned already it's National Caviar Day. It's also World Insurance Nerd Day and also National Sour Candy Day. And one thing that's really, really important is that it's World Listening Day. We should do more of that. With that said, Matt, you know, I think that's probably a good time to wrap up our show for today.
Yeah, absolutely so, Greg. I have really enjoyed it once again, sir, here on World Listening Day, listening to some great information from you. And it's World Insurance Nerd Day as well, as you said. So I'm glad to be an insurance nerd listening to you on this great day. Thanks so much.
You're more than welcome. So for all of our listeners, again, you know, we have an opportunity. If you have an opportunity, come out to the Carrollwood Country Club on the 20th or 25th for the Safe Money Seminar that we're going to be conducting there. Hope to see you there. And in the meantime, we'll just say we'll see you next week at same bat time.
Same bat channel.
Have a good week, Matt.
Thanks for listening to Safe Money Masters with Greg Castle. You deserve to work with a financial expert who has a track record of helping clients exceed their financial goals by implementing safe and proven strategies. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Greg, visit safemoneymasters.com. Not affiliated with the United States government, Greg Castle does not offer tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. This information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. AmeriLife assumes no responsibility or liability for the content of this message. The information contained herein is provided on an as-is basis with no guarantees of completeness, accuracy, usefulness, timeliness, or the results obtained from the use of this information.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.
Any bonuses mentioned may be subject to additional restrictions and regulations based on the offering annuity company. You may not receive the bonus if the contract is fully surrendered or if traditional annuitization payments are taken, and if the policy is partially surrendered, it could result in a partial loss of bonuses. Because these are bonus annuities, they may include higher surrender charges, longer surrender charge periods, lower caps, higher spreads, and other restrictions that are not included in similar annuities that don't offer a bonus feature.